I have this question asked of me a lot, and I want to put this on tape where that people can hear this. How many times do I hear people say, "But Thurman, we're under grace. We can get saved, and then we can go do anything we want to do, and God doesn't mind." I'm going to tell you that's as far from the truth. You haven't read the book. You have listened to what somebody's saying. Now, let me explain it to you like this before we come into this realm of what we're going to teach today. I don't care how bad you have been in the past. If you're lost, you're a child of the devil. And I don't care how mean you've been. I don't care how old you are, how young you are, whatever. God's grace covers your sin up to this point, and then you come to the knowledge of Jesus. Now, the grace covers that. Now then, when you come to Jesus at this point, He says, because of the blood of Jesus, I'm not holding those past sins against you. I'm not even remembering those. But He said, when you come, I'm giving you grace to step from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. And that's what my grace is all about. Amen. Now, when you step out of the kingdom of darkness and become a child of God, your whole life's supposed to change. You're supposed to become a child of God. And this lifestyle that you lived before, which was wicked, and all the stuff that you lived in, which was from the devil, all that's supposed to go away. Amen. You're now children of God, and you're supposed to live that way. And we don't do that very well. You know, too many of us say, well, you know Dad, you know Mom, you know. Or sometimes we're the dad or the mom, and we say, well, you know, I'm under God's grace. Yeah, I want to go out and sow my wild oats. You know, I didn't get to do that when I was a teenager. So now I'm going to divorce my wife, and I'm going to go sow my wild oats. You know, God, He don't mind. They didn't read the same book I read.
Amen. That's right.
The book I read said God hates divorce, didn't it?
Right.
The book I read, He says, God, now then that we're His children, He goes so far as to say, I give you grace to forgive you under all that junk you lived in. Now you get saved. Now then, He says, I'm going to give you the rule book, and I'm going to tell you to walk within my rules of love. And He said, if you go out and willfully sin after you know what you're supposed to do, you go out and lie to somebody after you know you're not supposed to lie to somebody, He said, there ain't no sacrifice for that sin left. I'm going to bust your backside. And people said, no. God would never do that to me, but that's the Bible I read. That's the Bible I read. So, anyway, I want you to know, yes, there's grace to save you when you're that wicked sinner. But when you get saved, you're not supposed to need grace no more. You're supposed to need to walk in the God kind of love. And technically, according to the Word, there's not supposed to be any sin in our life. And we're going to cover a few more of those things in detail. Now, last Sunday, we talked about the Christian lifestyle. We talked about the Christian lifestyle, and it showed us where we're supposed to walk. But today, I want to talk a little bit more. Last week, we got up through the family. We got through the Christian lifestyle. Then we got to a little bit of the Spirit-led Christian lifestyle. Then we got to wives and husbands, and then children. Well, we didn't get to employees and employers. And Paul calls them slaves and masters in His Word. But today we're going to start in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 5 through 9. And this is talking about slaves and masters. Today it would be better, instead of calling it slaves and masters, it would be the employee and the employers, because we have those. And these are the standards that God laid down for you and me in verse 5. Now, we're going to talk about this in two or three different places today. But we're going to start off in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 5. Slaves or employees, obey your earthly masters or your employers. Is that the way it's supposed to be? Yeah. In other words, if you work for somebody, I think about this guy I used to, when I was working for the Marriott Corporation, this guy went to work for the Braniff Corporation, and we had a real close connection with them, and so we were all in the same building. So the Braniff employees used to come over to our cafeteria and have breakfast sometimes. You know, that wasn't one of their benefits, but they come over there anyway. You know, we didn't make quite as much money as some of the people did over at Braniff, so our company gave us a free breakfast. But the Braniff employees come over and had free breakfast with us a lot of the time. You know how people do, right? I mean, if it's there. But this one man, of course, I was in management and he was in management with Braniff. We were sitting there one morning. We're employees, you might say. We're the slaves. Obey your earthly masters or employers with deep respect and fear. He was fussing because the company only gave him 1 week a year vacation. And yet at Marriott, we got 2 weeks. When he found that out, he was just openly voicing that he was so hot. I said, sir, when you come to work for Braniff, did they tell you you give you 1 week vacation? Oh, yeah. He said they laid the benefit package out. I said, so did you receive that? You agreed to that and went to work for them? Well, yeah. I said, then stop complaining. I mean, you have no room to complain. I said, you know, instead of complaining if you don't like your paycheck at the end of the week, why don't you just quit and go find yourself another job? Oh, no, I got to work. I said, well, then start thanking God for this job you got instead of complaining. Is that the way we are? I mean, the Lord says slaves or employees, obey your earthly master. Now, your earthly master, if you work for that company, like he worked for Braniff at the time, I worked for the Marriott Corporation, if my boss come and told me, just like one day, my boss did come tell me one day, he said, Thurman, I have a project that's going to be so difficult, I really even hate to ask you and your staff to even attempt this difficult project. But he said, I got to have it done. His name was Tim Tully. I said, Mr. Tully, the difficult we do immediately. The impossible takes just a little bit longer. Now, see, that's the way we're supposed to be as Christians, right? And Tim Tully, which was one of the regional VPs for the company, one time we were in a corporate meeting in Washington, and I happened to be at that meeting, and he was one of the speakers, and he looked over and he said, I used to be the regional vice president for the southern region, and he said, Thurman back there was my regional engineer, and he said, that man, he said, it didn't matter what I asked him to do, his attitude was always great, I loved to be around him. In fact, he said, one time, I give him the most difficult chore I thought would be extremely difficult. When I brought it to him and told him, he said, no problem, Mr. Tully. The difficult we do immediately, but the impossible we do, it takes just a little bit longer, but we get that done too. He said, that man can do anything. Well, let me tell you, the way I read the Bible, as an employee working for that company, whatever they told me to do, I was to do it with a good attitude. I'm not to have any grumbling and complaining. If I don't like what they ask me to do, I have one option. Go somewhere else. But let me tell you, if you go somewhere else, you're going to find out. You're going to be just like a young man. I had a young man that worked for me as an engineer in Houston. And he called me. We got a new general manager down there one day. And he called me and said, Thurman, I can't work for this guy. He's awful. I said, no. He's okay. You'll get used to him. Well, over 2 or 3 months, he grumbled and complained. And he said, Thurman, I can't work for this guy. I want to go. He said, my dad lives at Tallahassee, Florida. Could you transfer me down to that operation down there? I said, well, I'll see. So I called down there to see if they needed somebody. They did. I had to jump through a bunch of hoops. That wasn't in my region. So I had to go through a lot of stuff to be able to transfer him from the Houston to the Florida operation. Finally got it done. He wasn't down there a week. He called me and said, Thurman, I've jumped out of the frying pan into the fire. I want to go back to Houston. I said, forget it. It's over. You're going to live with this. Now, see, some of us could make good out of wherever we are. Some of us can change as an employee what we're doing. We can make our own world, especially if we're Christians. But the Lord tells us, employees or slaves, obey your earthly masters with deep respect and fear. If you're working for somebody and they tell you to do something, what is to be your attitude? Oh, go over and talk to this somebody and say, I don't like my boss. I don't like what he told me to do, or I don't like what she told me to do. You know, she ought to have to, or he ought to have to do my job. You know, I mean, no, that's not what God told us to do, was it? That's not at all. He said we're to obey your earthly masters with deep respect and fear. That's what we're to do. Serve them with sincerity as you would serve Christ. Now, especially if you're a Christian and you're serving a Christian employer, what should you really be doing? I mean work with all of your heart. Because who are we technically working for? What he says right there, serve as you would if you were serving the Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, I've thought many a time whenever I would go to a family or go to visit somebody and I walk in the house and maybe I accidentally came in when they wasn't expecting me. And they heard somebody said, "Mama, the pastor's here." And as I walked into the front room, she's throwing a magazine under the table. I said, "Ma'am, you don't have to throw that magazine under the table because I come in. I only hear. I'm not going to be your judge." I said, "The king's here with you. He's looking over your shoulder when you're looking at it." So I said, "You know, it's not me you need to be afraid of. It's him you need to be afraid of." But we forget the king's there, don't we? And whenever we leave and we go to grumbling and complaining, you know, that's just like a lady come from Abilene this week. That was really a great testimony. Two ladies came from Abilene in the rain to bring a pickup. Of course, they had the whole back, had a little extended cab Ranger, a little Ranger pickup like mine, but it had an extended cab on it. And those ladies, of course, come in the rain, so they had all these boxes of dolls they had handmade for all these little girls in that pickup. Now, they had spent hours. They had crocheted the clothes for them. They were beautiful. Anybody in here saw them dolls? Was they beautiful? Beautiful little dolls. These women made these things and then drove a whole day of their life. You know, it's a 3-hour drive from Abilene to here? And they drove all the way from Abilene to here, and brought those dolls, and then drove back in the rain. And when they were here, of course, I invited them in, you know, to have a cup of tea or whatever. And so they wanted to talk with me for a little while. So I took an hour out of my busy schedule to talk to these two ladies because they've been so nice. And I'm going to do whatever I can. And so as I'm sitting there talking to them, one of the ladies shared with me that her husband was in prison, has been for a long time. She said he'd done something bad, and so he's having to serve his term in prison. She said, "Now, several years ago, I was down in the South Texas, and from where I lived down there to where he was in prison, it took me 12 hours to drive there." And so she said, "I had drove up and visited him. I was on the way home, and I'm saying, 'Lord, let me be the one to teach my husband how to walk with you.'"
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.